Welcome back, everyone, to the Coco Pop Podcast.
It's been a minute.
It has. And we didn't we say last time we would not let it be a minute, but that's
no
fault.
One.
I'll take it.
I mean, there's a pandemic going on. We're all just trying to live through the pandemic in our own ways.
I know. You think with so much time, like stuck in the house, I would get more of this type of stuff done. But that's not the case, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I also have a job outside of podcasting, which is, I mean, I wish I could be podcasting all the time, but it felt like work did not slow down for a minute. So we all kind of had to figure out how to work through a pandemic and work from home. Uh-oh. And so that's weird. I work at the kitchen table a lot, folks.
I hear that. I hear that. And I hope all of our listeners have made it through these last handful of months safely and their families are hanging in there and getting through this. It's been a tough time for everyone. It certainly has. But I know that I often say if this is probably the worst it gets for me, then I'm doing pretty good. So I try not to complain too much.
Absolutely. We're wishing everyone out there well. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And let's enjoy a little bit of K-pop. Why don't we?
Yeah, let's lighten the mood. So we were, Claire, going to have a really cool grand finale episode hitting wavy up. But we're going to pause on that, aren't we?
We're still, it's just the crescendo. We're just like, we're hitting the last part of our conversation about wavy, and we're just holding on, keeping everyone suspended for a little bit longer.
But I think it's for a good cause, because we have some hot K-pop drops.
Love those drops.
Yes, we're doing a super special episode, everyone, again, because how could we not address Blackpink's How You Like That music video?
It had such an amazing drop. It had the most emphasis on the drop, I think, of all K-pop
fans. So much dropping. Yeah, this hit huge. And Claire, right before we started recording, I mean, you have not watched this yet, correct? Or have you taken a sneak peek?
I mean, okay, a very sneaky peek, but only of the behind the scenes. I have not indulged at all. I was saving it for Coco Pop because Yay. It's just better when it's fresh and new, and I'm seeing it for the first time.
You're
it's
so gonna, good.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I've seen it about 70 times. So we're just going to dive right in. I'm not going to go through a whole lot of background on this. We all know it's been forever since we had a Blackpink comeback, over a year. Everyone's super excited for this. And let's just jump right in. What do you say?
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Okay, I'll mute and I'll see you on the other side.
All right. Rewatch parts of it. It was just too good.
Isn't it good? It's so catchy too. The first time I watched it, I kind of was just like sitting there with my mouth open, like, what is happening? Next couple times I watched it, I was totally into it. It's so catchy.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh my gosh. I did have to do a moment though where I like busted out laughing, looking at Jisoo's steering wheel, like hat. Oh my gosh. What you'd expect to see at a royal wedding. It was just too good.
So I think that is like a modified version of the very traditional Korean style hat where it just has the framing.
Oh my goodness.
I did at least not it looks that. Sort of similar. I could be wrong because, again, I'm not trying to claim that I am fully up on all of Korean culture, but it looks sort of similar to the one when they have them kind of dress up like a Korean royalty of yesteryear. It looks sort of similar in structure to some of those hats.
Sort of a halo or a crown effect.
I'm actually looking up right now to see how far off I am.
I love that you knew that. As someone who is not as fully aware of different cultural significance represented in the videos, I like love learning that. That's incredible.
Okay, I found an article talking about the fashions in Blackpink's How You Like That. But while I'm looking, can we take some time to talk about Jennie's sparkle spangle shorts? Because they're pretty fancy.
They are so fancy. I mean, outfits on point, hair colors extraordinary. Everyone came in with new colors, ablazing. It's just amazing. And they always impress, like high production value. Mm. We have like a lush rainforest room. We have like an ice palace. We have a ballroom. I can only imagine this, the most amazing dance troupe scene at the end with these like Trojan horses. I don't know what they're.
Yeah. Maybe they're, well, it's interesting you brought that up because there is a really cool YouTube video out there where it's, I think it's Priest Reacts to Blackpink, something like that. But it's a really fun. It's like a whole thing. We can go into it, but they're really great YouTubers. And they had this piece about how there's so many elements of Greek mythology throughout this entire video. Like, I mean, they go super in depth and it's insane if accurate. And that was truly what the producers and the director of this music video were intending to do. My mind is absolutely blown.
For sure. They don't skimp on the details. And I really feel like that's a treat for everybody who rewatches Blackpink's videos. It's just there's probably so much layering of story and thought put in for everybody to just pick up on. Like, you're always so overwhelmed with everything you're looking at. It's just more fun if you can pick up on those things over many watches.
Yeah, absolutely. Every scene has so many layers to it that even now, every time I watch it, I pick up something different. The Moroccan street market scene with Lisa's rap is just an explosion of color and texture and detail, and there's a donkey behind her. What?
Bring in the donkey.
Oh my gosh. It's insane. I don't even know where to start with this one. I think that even though every single scene is sort of drastically different, like you go from, again, that Moroccan street scene to Jennie dancing in like the lake with all the umbrellas on top of her, to Jisoo in the fire into like a oil field filled with snow.
So much coordination with each of the, like, everyone's particular styling. The backdrop, it's all, I mean, I just so saturated is like one of the words I would use to describe all of these videos. It's just, there's just so much color, so much texture. I know that hip hop infused parts of the song with maybe a touch of Arabic music kind of influence throughout this whole song. And also they kind of intermixing all of their voices together. It creates this tapestry of what you can get out of a Blackpink song. Plus, I mean, it just slaps.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Did you, right off from almost the beginning, within the first, I don't know, 25 seconds, we get like an awesome solo piece from Jisoo. And she looks so different to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's just like a totally different makeup style or if they did something different. Maybe it's her hair color is a little lighter, but something is very different with how they've styled her. And she really stands out a little bit more for me now.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. So Jisoo looks like she comes in at 22. Yeah. Yeah, she has sort of more of a blonder hair color because she had sort of the traditional darker hair. I'm looking at everyone right now and just seeing how wild everyone looks at the moment. Okay, remind me, because I know it's not Lisa. It's not.
There's Rosé.
Is it Rosé? Rosé has sort of the split hair.
No, Jennie is the one that has the streaks of blonde just at the front.
That's right. Jennie. Okay, so Jennie has the streaks plus dark plus sequence in her hair.
Yeah, so okay. She's the one that kicks us off at about, what, 12 seconds?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, her jacket almost looks like it's bubbles. It's just like as it flows all the way with this huge train.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, every scene is gorgeous. I mean, I just hit the mouse onto 34 seconds where Rosé is in like the bed of flowers. So striking.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like going through stops and just seeing for sure. Oh my gosh, Rosé's hair this time. Just like silvery white, maybe with a touch of blue or purple or lavender. Would you say it's lavender? Or is it silvery?
It definitely is. They bleached it and then put a super ashy toner on there. And sometimes that'll give that purple hue. And it's really pretty. I love it. But also with just the lighting and everything, I think that like casts different tones on it as well. More like blue or more gray.
For sure. Oh my gosh, I just love, it looks like she's lying on a bed of Shasta daisies that either there's a blue filter on them or they dyed them blue to have this like rich saturation of colors. I mean, everything has sort of this element of, I don't want to say fairy tale, but just like scenes that are just out of a fantasy, you know?
Yeah, it seems like otherworldly.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It almost, I think if any other group had tried to do this, you'd be like, what the hell? But it just works because it's Blackpink.
Oh my gosh. How fierce does Lisa look like when she is rapping? Oh my God.
That whole rap scene is my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Because it's a departure in the song, too, as far as you, like, listen back to the, like, the actual music, the beat prior to and after her rap section is totally different. So they gave her her own special beat, and it has a little bit of a Middle Eastern twang to it with some of the instrumentation. It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
if, yeah, they did. They knocked this one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, it's incredible. What do you think about the outfit that Rosé and second, like 131? Yeah, red one.
That's Jenny.
Why am I having trouble with Jenny today? I don't know.
It's just such a different hairstyle for her, because usually, and I'm not saying she doesn't look absolutely beautiful, but it is such a harsh, funky hairstyle, and usually she's more like the princess beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really surprised when the teasers came out and they showed Jenny with those blonde streaks. I was like, wow, that's so different for her.
I think it was also, I just had the wrong, she was like a straight on, and I was like, wait, a split hairstyle. But that's all right. I should have known better. I'm also not wearing my glasses, so I feel like I'm struggling a little bit, being like, who was this? I should know. I should rewatch it.
Ooh, do it.
Yeah. So everyone's look, because correct me if I'm wrong, I am thinking that Lisa has been wearing wigs in this, because she's had like three hair color changes throughout this video.
Has to be, right? Because right at the opening, when she walks out and says Blackpink in your area, she's got the dark hair with the bangs, but it looks to be longer than the short, almost Cleopatra-esque hair of her rap scene. And then she goes to red hair during the oil field snowstorm scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, she's in like super long hot pink hair. So she's like the wig queen.
She's really pulling it out. I have to tell you, please go to minute two and just see this great still. Everyone's face and everyone's pose.
I love it. I love that they let Lisa do that. I've got no bones shoulder move. It like, because it's just so cute, and she looks like she's having such a fun time with that falconer's glove on that she's wearing.
Oh my gosh, seriously. And those fringe pants.
Yes. And Rosé with those snow beast boots are amazing. I don't know how they dance with this.
I have no idea. And like, just any boot where it goes over the knee, you're just like, wow, it's the most.
I think they're almost like leg warmers. Yeah. Go to minute 202.
Yeah.
You can kind of see she's got, well, maybe not. Oh, maybe they are just one solid fuzz boot. Because I thought maybe she's bringing leg warmers back. But now that I'm looking at it, it looks to be full on fuzz right down to the toe, girl.
For sure. Oh my gosh. She's doing it. Snowbee's boots. Man, they're still bringing it with the midriff bearing tops. Mm-hmm. Love it. It's a look. It's here to stay.
Oh, and then during this whole dance breakdown scene towards the end, 226,
right after the
look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. They're wearing a modified hanbok, which is, again, a traditional Korean style of dress.
Yeah, that is amazing. Ooh, yeah. My gosh, she's hot, hot pink here. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Lisa again. It really great. I really had so much fun when all the dancers came out and it was everyone.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I've been saying it in my head. It's awesome. I hope you will go back and enjoy it a couple more times, because it's super good. And they deserve every single one of their, at least on this one, saying 277 million plus views. And they deserve it. And that's just on this one.
Seriously.
Because they have 60 million views on their dance performance video of this song.
Yeah.
Gosh. And like their music shows, because they won Inkigayo, the music show. I think they took first place. That has 4.1 million views. They're just racking up the views all over the place.
Oh, heck yeah. Crazy. They love, and I think it's so great. They're going to probably do Blackpink in your area every song. Mm-hmm. Just like, to get us hyped. It's like Pavlov's bell. I hear it and I'm like, oh, there's going to be a Blackpink song. I love it. Who said it this time though? Because Jisoo normally says Blackpink in your area.
Does she?
I think so.
Ooh, I always thought it was, I don't know. Because Lisa said it for Kill This Love, I believe.
Yes.
So, I'll have to go back and explore that there. I don't know who's done it every single time.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I feel like this is a thing. I'm like checking out the community right now and everyone is like, wait, Jisoo didn't say it this time. And
oh,
I think
I'm sure they know more than me. I guess I hadn't paid attention to that. So I'll definitely go back and look that up because I'm curious.
Oh, this was a good one to start with.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped. I'm ready for more drops.
One very, very huge drop is Twice, More and More. And I think we're talking about explosion of color and all these cool outfits and texture and the richness of the videos. It made me think we really need to watch Twice, More and More. I think it would just carry this theme through one more time. But I really think you'll enjoy Twice, More and More.
Let's do it. Yeah, Twice, More and More.
Yeah, I know we haven't really touched too much on Twice. Twice is huge in Korea. Up at least until recently, people were like, oh yeah, you know, Blackpink has a lot of commercial success globally. But Twice is sort of Korea's girl group right now. Just insanely popular in Korea. Some people would maybe argue even more so than Blackpink there. So this was another big one. Doesn't have quite as many views as Blackpink's, but it was received very, very well. And people were super into this one as well.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
Yeah. So let's pause and we'll check out Twice, More and More. What do you think?
I'm into it. I'm doing it.
I'm muting. I'll see you on the other side.
More indeed. So much more. I mean, this is sort of like an acid trip, you know, like you took some ayahuasca and you're just like, what am I looking at? The colors.
Again, so much going on. A different feel, obviously, than Blackpink. Twice has more of a cutesy concept, for sure. Historically, they've just been in their last couple comebacks going into this more mature concept. So they're trailing down that, but I don't think they'll ever be like, I wouldn't say edgy, because I don't think Blackpink is edgy necessarily, but girl crush. Blackpink has what they would call a girl crush vibe to it. And Twice has more of that cutesy vibe to it.
I see that. I agree.
Just so rich in the colors. So stunningly beautiful. The scenery. I love this like boho 70s inspired costumes with these rich camel colored boots. I'm like, I want all of the clothes.
Oh my gosh. So much boho. I kind of love that when they're dancing on the raft, looks like something ABBA would wear, you know, with like the white, especially with the bell bottoms and like layers of bell bottoms. I'm like, woo.
Yeah, and that scene was not green screen. They are actually on a raft in the middle of a lake dancing.
Maybe the only background that actually felt like it could be real. Everything else just feels just CGI.
Yeah, especially the like leopards.
Yeah. Those leopards, those like beautiful blue swallow-tailed butterflies. Oh my gosh. God.
And everything. Yeah, there was the horse. So even though this came out before Blackpink's latest comeback, they had the burrow. These guys have the horse. I wonder what's next.
Oh my gosh. No idea. But I do think it was kind of neat that there was probably something very, it was a direct choice to come out of these sort of Adam and Eve version of this Garden of Eden, you know, because there's so much biblical reference and then they became enlightened or whatever. And then they came out into the world as it was. And so they had this natural scene. But it was colorful and, you know, they want more.
They definitely do. Yep. And then they move on to that dance break with these white goddess outfits.
Yeah.
And that almost seems like they've come through the portal into the real world. And then that has even more of like a mature vibe. And there's a couple stills here. If you go to, let me see, 259. Not the greatest still of Momo, who is lead dancer there in the front. You see the red ribbons, but it almost looks sort of like blood.
Well, yeah. And I think there was that reason why I was like this ayahuasca trip is like they would do the stark full flip of dark red over the scene. Just like juxtapose these beautiful garden scenes with the danger of committing that sin if they're drawing from that biblical reference of just red and danger and forbidden, all of those things. Yeah. That's what red conjures, those types of images.
Move your cursor to 3 minutes and 30 seconds. This final scene where they're pulling out from the members and they're all turning around. First off, it's just gorgeous. But looking at the details of the beadwork and the lights hanging down from behind, very moody looks. It's just so striking.
Oh, for sure. Just like the drippy crystals coming off of the tree. Just everything.
I'm like, I want to be the set designer. How fun would it be to just go hang crystals everywhere?
Oh my gosh, all day. You'd be doing it all day, every day. There's so many crystals. But they're so beautiful because like it really does look like they have, they're backlit and they have these great saturated colors in there. It looks like a fairy tale.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy. Oh, an even better shot is if you go to 349, I think, where you got all the members there. That all the contrast of colors, so pretty. But we're going to definitely dive into Twice later on, and we'll do a full episode, just like when we touched on ITZY in our last super special Hot K-Pop Drops episode. It's just to give you like another little taste of how cool some of these other groups are that we can look forward to.
My goodness. I feel like this is appropriately titled More and More, or because there's twice more members in Twice than there are in Blackpink.
Yeah. I don't think this is even the biggest girl group, but it was very intimidating when I first started getting to know Twice. I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many. But each one has their own sort of specialty, or they bring something different to the group. So now I'm like, I can't imagine them without all of the members. It would be a travesty if we had to lose one. Yeah.
Bring something special.
That's right. So that was Twice More and More. Definitely very popular. It was a big hit when it first came out. But I think, if I'm being honest, I think this newest Blackpink release has sort of taken over everything. It's taken all the air out of the room.
I'm sure. Oh my gosh. Well, and it's just so, I mean, when you've had an extended break from Blackpink, like, of course, people are super excited to be like, well, we're so glad you're back. Just the excitement around that, I think, adds to just unintentionally, but it's a diversion from all of the great work that's being released by Twice right now and some of these other groups. They create a vacuum, you know?
Yeah.
Or is that the right way to say that?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, it's just been, people have been like waiting, and like they had campaigned and put billboards up outside of YG Entertainment to try to get YG to get a release for Blackpink for so long that the fans have just been starved for something. And they just are so popular that they definitely are just have just taken over everything right now. Okay, so we've hit up Blackpink, we've hit up Twice. The other two videos that I had sent you the links for, one was NCT 127's Kick It, and one was August D's Deche Toi. Now,
I feel like we can do a slow burn on one, and maybe we'll do a hot take on another, and we can do both.
Because we're going to spend so much time on BTS, it's inevitable. Let's do NCT 127's Kick It next. And then we can spend a little more time on there, because we are sort of in this arc of the NCT world right now. And then just hit up August D, Suga's solo release at the end, just as a finale for this episode. What do you think?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. Listen to NCT 127's Kick It.
I'm ready.
All right. I'll pause. See you on the other side.
Never did I think that a song about Bruce Lee would be so catchy. Pretty amazing.
I know. Again, talk about this explosion of colors.
Well, you know what, though? What I found so interesting is that this was kind of a restrained color palette with just sort of like yellow, gold, black, and red color palette for this entire video. And it really works. It works really well. And I wonder if there's the significance of the colors because of the reference to Bruce Lee. And obviously, the most compelling part about the dance is sort of it being intermixed with martial arts. It's just, I don't know. I just really thought that that was a really great way of pulling together everything, like really strong, bold theme throughout this whole video, which is so cool.
With it, between their costumes, how much it pops. Just letting that be dark or black and really letting some of those gold tones and yellow tones pop.
Bruce Lee, there's some, like, quite a few references to it. And I mean, I don't know. This is horrible if this is totally wrong, but do you remember all of Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill volumes? So I do think that there's probably some symbolism or significance of bringing in that rich, saturated yellow and gold. And I'm sure it also has something to do with Bruce Lee films. It has to, or that would be an amazing coincidence.
Oh, I just Googled Bruce Lee yellow and a million pictures show up of him in a yellow jumpsuit. It looks like, okay, so that yellow jumpsuit was designed by Lee himself and he wore it in the movie Game of Death. And that was his last movie before his death. So maybe it's just an iconic thing from him too.
It must be. I think it is heavily referenced in most kung fu or that form of martial arts film. It was so iconic. I think it's same way that NCT127, when they did their video as a nod with Michael Jackson, and they just kept referencing all of those iconic costume pieces and dance moves. I feel like in the same way, there's a respect paid to the artist in some way, especially since they're borrowing it in the significance of the lyrics. It's just a great artistic choice and nod. It's sort of paying homage to them. And I think it's really well done.
I really like this one. I sort of hate to say it. Like, if anyone else did it, I don't think I would like it as much. But since I feel like I know the personality of these guys, or at least the persona that they want to portray to us, all these little elements, I'm like, that was cool. I know they had to work so hard to do that. So that was really good. And look at, oh, hey, Chan with that harmony. It's so.
Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh. But I mean, what did you think of Mark and Taeyong's rap? Excellent, right?
Are you talking about at 1:32?
I think I was also thinking of it right at 1:46. It just brings it up a notch. This is Mark and Taeyong, right?
Yeah. So Mark is preceding, and then when you get to 1:46, that's Taeyong.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. Astounding skills.
Yeah.
To be rapping in mostly a foreign language and to make it just be so catchy that I'd want to listen to it over and over again. Yes, I get what you're trying to say, man.
For sure.
I love it. It goes so hard.
It goes so hard. And also just to do all this choreography at the same time, that really is extra. It is. These guys are great multitaskers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We don't normally like discuss this element of some of these K-pop groups, but Jaehyun with this embroidered silk jacket with no shirt on underneath is just such a striking image. The door is open at like 1:21.
I mean, at first I was like, oh my gosh, this jacket. And then I was like, wait, I would like this jacket. Mm-hmm. I think I would love to be able to pull off this jacket. Touche. It looks great on you.
Yeah. He is a good looking young man. That is for sure, which is why I believe he is the visual of the group.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that this was a fun one. This was the lead single. And then they had a follow up called Punch, I guess, on the theme of kicking and punching. And it's kind of, that one's a cool one, too, if you ever are so inclined and want to listen to it. There's portions of the beginning of the song where they're whisper singing, rapping, which is kind of cool. So it's worth a listen for sure. That one took me a little bit longer to get used to, but now that I've listened to it a couple times, I really like it.
Love it.
Yeah. All right.
Love it.
Well, grand finale is Dechitwa. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I think I am.
I wouldn't know if you weren't.
Yeah.
But I'm sure our fans could let us know.
I think it's essentially a term used for Korean military marches or anthems or songs of some sort. You'll hear, especially at the beginning, there are some heavy influences of traditional musical instruments and some tones. And then it just like goes all the way out. So hopefully you'll like it.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
All right. If you're ready, let's go ahead and pause and we'll watch this and I'll see you on the other side.
We're doing it.
All right.
This is one where I would like to almost have the translation, because obviously there's a significant story being told by the juxtaposition of both characters of King versus Commoner, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's like there's that, and then there's sort of this piece of his current self versus his former self.
Right. Kind of overthrowing that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot going on here, but Suga is known to have gone through a lot of significant challenges in his life leading up into getting into BTS, and even in the early days of BTS when they had to fight so hard to be relevant and to be popular and to make the music that they wanted to. So I think that there's just so many different threads of things coming together here.
For sure. What an intro, too. I mean, like, you could tell that this was about this storytelling and having this very dramatic lead up and sort of the traditional, I cannot say what that traditional string instrument is at the beginning, but leaving the temple and then going out into the streets was just interesting. It really piqued your curiosity.
Go to second 59. Mm-hmm. There's a part of the scene where while he's kind of walking down that marketplace, he bumps into someone. And
yes,
those are two of the members of BTS. The taller one is Jin. Mm-hmm. And the younger one is Jungkook, and they were extras in his music video. And so he did this whole little skit in the background where he smacks him with his fishing pole and then they get in a fight.
For sure.
So oh my cute. Gosh.
I love that. So in the biz, they call that blocking. It's like really well done to have August D on the left frame of the video and giving you that center focus of Jin
and Jungkook.
Jungkook. Yeah, they're like perfectly framed in the distance for you to see them at focus, which is a really cool technique in just film as well. But what's so cool is that it feels authentic. It doesn't feel like a set. It doesn't feel like a colored backdrop where they can overlay special effects. It just has the authenticity of feeling like a real temple, a real city street. And it's full and it feels like it's a marketplace. It feels like it's a courtyard. I just really like that. It's sort of stripped down in a way that allows you to really kind of like you would in any film or story, you're really invested in the characters. Mm-hmm. It makes it immersive in a way that you distance yourself in other overproduced videos.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Definitely cinematic. I want to watch the whole movie of this.
Mm-hmm.
The evil king versus the
boss. I don't know if that's the translation, but it seems like that's maybe more appropriate than when I said earlier it was like king versus commoner. It's more like the, like you said, the old versus the new, more traditional versus just even how he's dressing. It's probably more indicative of what you would think of as a rapper or a star or something like that now, you know?
Oh, it's super well done. Even with the gruesome elements of beheadings. I've added this song to my playlist. I think it's super catchy. It goes really hard and I really like that as like a workout song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. It seemed like the... forget what they call that person who beheads someone.
Executioner or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like the executioner. He comes in there and he's going to do that. But then it looks like he just cuts the blinder from his eyes or the wrap on his eyes, and he hands them the pistol to kind of determine his own fate. And he kills the king. Or that's the outtake scene, as you see that. The one thing that I couldn't understand that I'm curious about is the significance of the scar over.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just to, well, let me see, because he's got it in both his characters. So I don't know if so to show that they're the same person. So that's why they both have the scar. But there could be more meaning there that I'm not aware of.
I was wondering if this was like a Man in the Iron Mask situation where it's like, twin brothers, one's king when the other one is like, I have to kill you. You have claim over the throne as well, or whatever.
Ooh, gosh, and I have not delved too far into this. Most of the fan theories or discussion I've heard was they were kind of going right along the lines of former self versus current self. But there could be something there too, because J-Hope did a solo song on their last comeback called Ego. And there was discussion in that song, sort of like the two different paths a life can take. And then the choices you make got you to this point, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe there is something like it's two different paths that somebody could go on. So maybe not necessarily twin brothers, but maybe it's supposed to be like real time. You can let yourself go and be this crazy evil king or be someone who's a spunky street rat sort of type.
Yeah.
Coming to not be intimidated by the, I don't know, who knows, right? I'll have to do some more exploring. I hadn't thought that deep on it, really.
This is the one song that we watched tonight that I kind of want to revisit in our next episode. I am curious about this story. And I think that's, I always just appreciate when an artist puts something out that it really feels like, as someone who isn't familiar with the lyrics, like I don't have the English translation in front of me to put it together. And sometimes it is just all visual for visual effect. It actually isn't that significant. But I want it to be a story and I want to do some more research and come back and say like, okay, that these were the artistic choices for this particular song. And I think that's, I'm the most intrigued by this. Everything else was a joy to watch and they're all great hits. But this one was immersive in a way.
Intriguing.
Right?
Yeah. At least on the one I'm pulling up, there are English closed captions.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can turn on my closed captions.
Yeah. But yeah, they seem to be on track for what I know the lyrics to be. So a lot of it is fronting against like everyone else sort of sucks and I'm the best at rapping. But there's other deeper elements to the song as well. So I'm not trying to write it off as like, oh, it's just your regular rapper flexing. There's other good stuff in there for sure.
Well, and you know, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, it seems like both sides of this character, he's like a punk in both situations. I was like, oh, that's not very nice.
Suga has the reputation of being
like a bad boy.
Yeah, like the bad boy of BTS. And he doesn't really like play around those games and do the cutesy stuff like maybe some of the other members either used to or still do from time to time.
He's just a rude dude.
He's always been like, I'm the rapper. I'm really cool. But he's an excellent rapper.
Yes, don't denying it.
Yeah. So that was that for tonight. Yeah, we'll keep this on our roster when we actually go into our deep dive of BTS. But we need to come back and we need to finish up that Wavy episode first.
You know what? I feel like it was good. We had a nice long break and now I can hype for the last episode of Wavy. And then we're going to dig into BTS. It's going to be great.
I'm excited. Lots of good K-pop stuff to explore.
Bring it on. I'm along for the ride. I hope our other people out here who find us are along for the ride too. It's just delightful to discover this for the first time, no matter how old these singles are. I'm having a blast.
Yay. Thanks again for your patience and for our listeners' patience in how long it's taking me to get these recordings scheduled and then getting through editing. So I appreciate everyone's coming along on the ride with us. We'll try to get back on our schedule here very shortly.
Yeah, I agree. Anyone who's out there listening, we think you're great. It's just fun to have you out there with us. Sorry if we takes us a while, but we're in it to win it, guys. So just see, you know, you might not have to wait 4 more months for the next episode.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm gonna keep working on it. For our listeners, I'll just throw this out here. If you're interested in checking out our watch lists, links to social media, contact information, you can check us out on our website, thecocopop.com.
Yes. We'll see you on the next episode.
All right, we'll see y'all later. Thanks, Claire.
Bye, Catherine.